Sam's Farmhouse is a premature take on the newfangled farm-to-table restaurants. The food is fresh and well-cooked, but it is devoid of any innovation. Classics are classics, but a chef as renowned as Mr. Mueller would have done well to add a personal touch. To be short, the food is rather blasé. The decor has been carefully chosen, but in the end it is rather camp. The hex mark is a nice tribute to Pennsylvania Dutch cuisine, but the fact that it is emblazoned across the wall causes the guest to feel as if they're the one being warded off. As for the cuisine, it is hardly worth mentioning again. It is what you'd expect to eat at your grandmother's house if you are from Pennsylvania Dutch territory, but with an exorbitant price tag attached.
I had a lovely meal, and the dishes were prepared with extreme care. They are traditional, and the price is a bit expensive for what is offered, but there is a lovely melange of traditional German and Pennsylvania Dutch specialties. The drinks should not go unnoticed either, and the sommelier is wonderfully versed both in wines and beers. Sam has taken care to choose 15 different beers and another 20 wines, all of which accompany the dishes marvelously. The decoration is a bit overplayed, and the sincerity of it is lost among a raft of colors and kitsch artifacts, but it doesn't take away too much from the dining experience.
One is greeted by a giant hex mark on the wall upon entering the dining room. I must admit that the size is somewhat overwhelming, but it does provide a nice talking point while waiting for one's meals. The food was tremendous, and for one who is not familiar with traditional Pennsylvania, Dutch, and German cuisine, this is not a restaurant to be missed. The portions are carefully controlled as well, so as not to leave one hungry, but at the same time dispel the myths of these cuisines as particularly heavy. With an appetizer, salad, entree, and dessert, you are left comfortably full, not bursting. The sommelier is excellent, and the drinks are versatile to cater to all types of tastes.
The food was absolutely horrendous. I would have thought this cuisine rather simple to create, as it is traditional, but that is not at all the case. There is not a lick of originality in any of the dishes I tried, and the pork elbow was as dry as a bone. This is truly a disappointment, as Mr. Mueller's possesses a reputation that precedes him wherever he goes. The decor was a delight in comparison to the relative slop that was placed on the plates. The hex mark is a cliché, and that is nothing compared to the farming implements hung on the walls. It is truly a shame what has been made of an idea with such potential.
Mr. Mueller had talked about his experiences in Spain with the tapas, and their role in this restaurant is evident in the appetizers. There are many different types of cured meat and cheeses from the Pennsylvania Dutch and German traditions, and it leads to a sort of culinary fair, with each one offering a new point of view. The salad left something to be desired, but the sausages with potatoes, sauerkraut, and greens were stupendous, and the souffle pie purely breathtaking. While it's slightly on the expensive side for the fare offered, all in all, this restaurant is a shoe-in for those with a love of traditional farm dishes. What's more is that all the food is fresh, as Mr. Miller's has an agreement with many local farmers and butchers.